here in the middle of a stira in Rab Shimon. We had one baraisa that Rab Shimon holds breire, and we had by Elokeach Yaim Ibein Akusim that Rab Shimon does not hold breire. Rab Shimon asers to say Shnei Lugim Shani Osed Lahafrish Arein Truma Asora Maisarish and Tisa Maisar Shaini. So Rab Shimon asers. So the Shaila is, if he holds Breira, why does he asser? So one Teretz was Eper, another Teretz was, there's a difference between the Reis and the Rabbonon. The Midarabbonon, Rab Shimon holds Breira by Tchumim and by Shnei Lugim Shani Osed Lahafrish is the Reis. Now we're up to the third Mahalach. Rova Omar, Shani Hosam the Beinin Reishis Sheshireho Nikolim. Let us see Rashi. Rova Omar Taime the Rabbi Shimon B'Yayin Lav Mishum the Ein Breirehu. Not because Rabbi Shimon holds Ein Breire, the Islay Breire, he holds Yesh Breire. Elo Mishum the Karye Rachmona Le Trume. Trume is called Reishis the Goncho V'Sireishcho. This is the Reishis. Mechlal, shetehei muvdeles truma mishireho bisho shekoira leo shein. So since the Torah said that the truma is the reishes, one is called the reishes and the other is called the aches, but it seems there has to be niker and muvdel the truma from the chulin. Shetehei hi niris reishes, it should be visible. That this is the reishis, ve'elu shireho. So memele, so what is Rava telling us? So Rava is telling us as I, that even though in Yesh Breire, we can say, huvra radova lamafreya, that through the maisen asidis, the hafroshen asidis, I will know which shnei lugim now became trume. But since they're becoming now trume, and now looking at the Yayin, there's no hevdel between the Truma and the Chulin. It's not Nikel, which is Truma and which is Chulin. So Breire doesn't help on this. Breire can only be Mevara. And I'll know on which one the Truma was Chal. But by Truma there's a special din, Sheshireo Nikorim, it has to be Nikel, which is the Truma and which is the Shirayim. And that Yesh Breire will not help the situation. So Mamela, that is why Rab Shimon holds that it is not permissible to say Shnei Lugim Shani Osed Lahafri should be Trume because of the Chesoron of Shireh Nikor. Omale Abaye. So Abaye told Rove, so you're telling me, Psamachudish Tekedin, that the din of Shireh Nikorim is such a chesorin that afilu Breire won't help. Yesh Breire won't help. It has to be Nire Leinayim B'Shas HaFroshe, which is the Trume and which is the Chulim. Elamiyat, Hoyu Lefonov Shnei Rimoinim Shel Tevel. A person had two Rimoinim Shel Tevel. Ba'omar Im Yerdu Kshomim Hayoy. If it will rain today, Yezeh Truma Alzeh. So then, Rimein Aleph should be Truma and Rimein Beis. V'im lo yerdu kshamim hayoyim, Yezeh Truma Alzeh. So Rimein Beis should be Truma and Rimein Aleph. I saw someone is mavayer what samzoi pshat in this tnai. If it's going to rain, so Rimein Aleph should be Truma. If it won't rain, so Rimein Bey should be Trume. So someone is Mevaya, that by Emerson there was a drought. And he was hoping that the drought, in these two Rimeinim, Rimein Aleph was smaller than Rimein Bey. So Memele, so he said like this, if it's going to rain today, so we see the Matzev isn't so difficult. So now I'm making the Trume, the small Rimein should be Trume and the big Rimein. So that means it's the drought is continuing. So then I have to be mishtadl more. So then I want that Rimoin, the large Rimoin should be Trume on the smaller Rimoin. Bekitzer, we have here a case which really involves two problems. Problem number one is a problem of Breire. That means what became Trume now will depend. If it's going to rain today, then Rimoin Aleph will become Trume. If it won't rain today, Rimoin Beis will become Trume. That's one problem. There's another problem that since Rava was Machadish is a new halacha of Shireha Nikorim, that Bishas, the Kriya Shem, it has to be Nikke, which is the Trume and which is the Chulin. So there'll be a Chesaron of Shireha Nikorim. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye said, that's the Kasha of Abaye. Elo Miyat, according to you, that you are Machadish, there's this new halacha of Shireh Nekorim shall come out, Hoyu Lefonov, Shnei Remoinim, Shal Tevel, Vomam Yerduk Shamim Hayoim, Yizeh Truma Ozeh, Vim La Yerduk Shamim Hayoim, Yizeh Truma Ozeh, Hochinami shall come out according to you, Ben Yerdu, Ben La Yerdu, Dein Bidvar of Klum, that it won't help, because there's a new din of Shireh Nekorim. Let us see Rashi. Hoyu Lefonov, Shnei Remoinim. So Rashi says, "Behed yavle lemifrich mahoda lekamon." This is nakasha. It maybe taka won't help. He should have asked from the kasha he's going to ask soon. This nan trumasakri. There you see, kloy don't need shirah nekom. El hilchus edalmen nokat kloyma. He chapped on aloche in bosem lidrash berabim alibe de Rab Shimon atadayresh. That means it comes out according to your lomdus. It'll come out such a chilik, such a chiddush. At a deirish al echad shayu lefonav shnei remoinim, even though each remoin is movedul from the other, but since it's not nika, which is the truma, which is the chulam, it won't be good. Zvei mechudishtik, ein bedvor of klum, hoyo ubishas kriyas Hashem, einei niker eizei truma veizei shirel. Dohi gabi yayin nikorim shirel lachas man, ki hoche. Here it's also Nikolach as money. You say, Huvra Radovel Amafrei. Because Rab Shimon, so the mail will come out that, it'll come out according to you, that it won't help over there. V'chitei mohochinami, you'll tell me, ain't a chinami. According to me, it'll take be like that. I mean, my rash. The Welt says over from the Briskerov, someone once asked the Briskerov once said over Psashtik Teire. So someone asked him, according to the Rav, at Oiskum, in such and such a case, it'll be like this and this. So the Briskerov told him, Ichwashtein, was the Wils from here. He says, Oibs is that Zustel, is this Takazoi? No, he says, Nish kein Zustel, so was Wils to? That's the Mamish we have in this Gemara. What is Abaye asking? Abaye is asking, it'll come out that it won't help. You'll say, Taki won't help me. What's the kasha? But I have a really a different kasha. Vosnan, Trume Sakri Hazeh. From the verse you saw, it seems there are three cases here. That a person had Tevel. And he said, Trume Sakri Hazeh, the Trume of this Kri, Umaisrois of, and the Maisres, or he said, the Maisres of this Kri, Besoichoi. Should be b'seich hakri. O trumis meiser ze b'seichai. And the trumis meiser, third case, let's say he had meiser rishen, and they were not mafresh trumis meiser ze b'seichai. So l'chayre, it seems there are three cases. Either there was tevel, and he said the trum of this kri should be b'seich hakri, or, let's say there were mafresh of the trum, the meiser of this kri should be b'seich hakri, or the third case, he had a kri of meiser, that they want mafresh trumas meiser, and trumas meiser zeh besoiche. Rab Shimon oimer kora Hashem. So this is akasha. You're telling me Rab Shimon holds. There's a din of shirer nikorin. You see, Rab Shimon says a person was kore Hashem. Trumas akri hazeh besoiche. The trum of this kri should be in the kri. And He didn't specify where the trum is, and it's chal. So you see, klal Rab Shimon does not hold his adin of shirah nekorim. And for the Gemara, Shani Hosam the Ike Svivov. He says, I wish to disagree with you. Besoichai is a Kriyas Mokim. Besoichai means in the middle of the Kri. In the middle of the Kri should be the Trume or the Trumas Maise. So he's specifying where it is. So Memela, I know clear that the Toichai, the minimum Shir Trume, that is in the middle of the Kri. The surrounding, that is the Shirayim. So I know clear which are the Shirayim and which is the Trume. So this is called Shirei Onikor. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Besoichai, Beemtzo Isoi, Te'ei Trumosoi, Kedei Shir Truma. The middle, it should be the Trumosoi. How much Truma? Kedei Shir Truma. The minimum amount of Truma. O Ma'arshov, Te'ei Lahater Svivo. And it should help now. He's not saying when he'll be mevar. It should help now. Lahater svivo. If he wants to be matar the svivo, or ma'achshav tehei lahater svivo. Otrumes meiser besoichoi. And trumes meiser besoichoi is a trashi milse achite. This is speaking about another case. Klima imho yokri shel meiser. If this was a kri of meiser, va'omar tehei trumes meiser shaloi besoichai. He said the trumes meiser should be besoichai. Koreshem. So he was koreshem. Va'ad arshav, im ochel mimenu, loihoye boy ele iser shel tevel. If this was a kri shel meiser, if this was a kri shel meiser, so now, before the Kriyashem, it was Tavul. It was Tavul at Trumas Maisa. Vadach shvi mochem eni loy hoye boy elisa shel Tavul. Uma'ata im ochloi. Now, if he ate from this Kri, loyka olov mishim Trume. So now he's loyka alts Trume. Umishim Maisa sheini chutz l'Yerushalayim. Now, I don't understand Rashi at all how Maiser Sheni came in. I mean, who mentioned over here, L'chayrev is Mafresh Trumas Maiser, Ye Mafresh Trumas Maiser from Maiser Rishon. I don't understand how Maiser Sheni Bechlal came in. And Maiser Sheni is never Tovul a Trumas Maiser. If there was Maiser Sheni, there was Maiser Sheni. I mean, the whole din Tevel is by Maiser Rishon. I don't understand the Mishu Maiser Sheni Chutzil Rishaloi. Vim nitman, if he's tomei va'ochloi chayv mishem oichol trume betume. He's eating trume betume. The whole lashon of Rashi is very unclear. Rashi says, before the afrosh aloi hoya boy, elo isu shel tevel. Now we have a multitude of isurim. Matim ochloi loike olov mishem trume. Now he's loike. Before he's also loike al tevel, you're also loike. There's a very interesting Rabbi Kivege. Rabbi Kivege asks, I think the Kash is according to the Havamina. The Havamina learned that he did not specify exactly where the Trume should be. It's not Shira Nekorim. Frekt Rabbi Kivege, Amoyre de Kekashe. So why should you be loika als Trume? He says the Trume should be bottle in the Chulin. Because minatayre had betray bottle. So how are you loike mishim trume? That's Rabbi Kivege's kash. Why are you loike alts trume? It's not mevura, it should be bottle. So Rabbi Kivege says there's a yisoidistik, a very famous Mordechai. The Mordechai says that if there's noiled bitaruvis isa veheter, that means so there's no din bittel. The whole din bittel is if you first have heter mitzad atzmoi, and later iser falls into it, so then the iser becomes bottle to the heter. But if they come together, the Mordechai is speaking about by an ishe that was, the Mordechai is speaking about a din in Yevomis, that an ishe, and when she makes chalitza, she has to spit lifnei the chaylet. She has to be roik al ha'oretz. She has to spit. So the Gemara says, what if dam came out? She spit and blood came out. So the Gemara says, Yevshel Adam Beloy Tzich Tzuchay Roik. There's some saliva there also. So Lemaisus, even though if Dam came out, some Emela, but there was some saliva also, so it's a good Chalitza. Frek the Molchay Akashe, but why doesn't the Roik become bottled to the Dam? Roiv is Dam. So the Molchay says this Yesod, so since it was Noilet Bitaruvis, that means it came out together, the Dam and the Roik, there's no din bittel. So I'm more that you say this like a Molchai, that the din bittel is if you had the roi first by itself, and then later the meat comes into the territory of the roi, it becomes bottled to the roi. But if they came together on this world, the meat doesn't become bottled to the roi. This is the shittas Molchai. So Rabbi Kiveger, I'm more that you He says, before it was tevel, so nothing was mutter. When he was mafresh, then part became trum and part became chulin. So memele, the heter, it became bevas achas, it became trum and chulin. So that's called neilad betaruvis. If it's neilad betaruvis, so the truma does not become bottled to the chulin. So the Gemara answers, the ikis vivov, shireho nikorin. The ihu b'soichoi koma. He said the truma should be b'soichoi. So this is called shirei nikor. Let us see Taisus. Elo miyato hoyu lofonov shnei remoinim. So the pashtus of Abayis Kashan Ravi says, according to you, if you say there's a chesoron of shirei nikorim, so come out. If a person was mafresh one rimain on another rimain with a tnai, if mierduk shamim, this should be trumim, lo yerdu, this should be trumim, it won't help, according to you, it won't help. So amuridik mechudish dikedin, frektach toises mim toima, velivrech ochinami, okay, forget about me. I said he holds yesh breire. Forget about me. And if he holds ein breire, Rabbi Shimon, so you zichre have this kasha. Liver hochinami, avetaimi mishum di ein breire, he'll also be the same aloha. I just said that he holds yesh breire and there's a nuchasor. So what do you say? I'm wrong. So he holds ein breire. No, if he holds ein breire, so come out according to Rabbi Shimon that if a person had to remind him, it won't be good. Zichre won't be good. So what's frex to have me? This is pshat. Abai said like this. If you'll tell me Rav Shimon holds ein breire, ein taim. So then I'm not asking any kasha. The vadai kiven the ein breire, hochet nami the loy havi trume. That's right. Versteht sich. If Rav Shimon holds ein breire, so if a person will make such a tnai, it won't help. Avol imi taima de beinen reishe sheshira mekorin. But I'm asking according to you. You are machadish as a nuchesom. Of shirei nekorim. Hochinami de bishnei rimoinim loy have a trume. For bishnei rimoinim loy mistavre shaperai taima. That means each one is moved from the other. So to say that there should be a chesoron of niker, each one is moved. Umiyu omar hasam ay taim at the reishus, achanam yisol lemay begabi remoinim, loyal mistaver leflugi bu. That means like this, it's not mistaver that by two separate remoinim, and one is moved from the other, it shouldn't help. But according to you, attacker shouldn't help. But it's taka not mistaver. That was the kash of Abai. Vahod maisi mitrumes hakri besoichoi Rab Shimon oimer kore shem lamaide lo yada dike sevivov have motzi lakshi nami letaim edain breire. The Gemara and the second kasha that he asked from the Mishnah, so you see Rab Shimon holds that it does help. He should have asked the kasha als breire also. You see Rab Shimon holds yes breire. Umari meforish. Now the Mari says Amuyim de Kizach. The E time the Rab Shimon, we had mentioned before the Shita Bishem Rashi and Chulin, and this is the Mari Shita also. Mari meforish. The E time the Rab Shimon Mishum the Ein Breire. If the time of Rab Shimon is because Ein Breire, Osi Shaper, then by reminding it should help. Watch out, it should help. The vadai hoisa achas mehem trume. Zok de Maria moire dike zach. Afilu you hold ein breire, one will become truma. Umuter hakoyin laochlo, and the coin will be permitted to eat both remoinim, because one became chulin, one became truma, one became chulin. Va'aval gav de ein breire, aval gav de, even though we paskin ein breire. So ein breire means you cannot be mevare which one became truma. The chad above the aval gav de ein breire, the chad minayu vade truma. Aber one zicha became truma, but I cannot be mevare which one became truma. Aval ataime de reishis porich shape. But if the time is als reishis, then the kash is achinamid lehave klal truma. Because if you say there's no such inyan of truma, if the truma is, it's not nikah, which is the truma and which is the chulin, so that became truma. V'yikayin osa lochlom. V'chein behid the truma sakri b'soichay, koreshem v'koyim otzi yochel, chum ashe b'soichay kri, avol gav dein breire. Now let us just dwell for 1 minute. What is the lomdis of this Mari? The Mari says something which is shreklich difficult to understand. Let us go in the case of Remoinim. In the case of Remoinim, there are two Remoinim. And he said like this, is Rimen Aleph and Rimen Beis. And he says like this, if it's going to rain today, so Rimen Aleph should become Truma and Rimen Beis. If it's going not to rain today, so then Rimen Beis should be Truma and Rimen Aleph. That is what he said. What happened? It didn't rain today. Let's say it didn't rain today. So if it didn't rain today, so what should have happened? Rimen Beis was, that's what he said, if it won't rain today, so Rimen Beis should become Truma and Rimen Aleph. But when was it Nisbara? Later was Nisbara that's not going to rain today. So Memele, but Peshas Maisa, we don't know if it's going to rain, if it's not going to rain. So if you hold Yesh Breire, so but later we found out that it didn't rain, so Memele Rimen Beis became Truma. If you hold Ein Breire, if you hold Ein Breire, so what does the Mari say? So it could be Rimen Aleph became Truma. Now how does Rimen Aleph become Truma? I mean, he said, Klo, if it's going to rain, Rimen Aleph should become Truma. If it's not going to rain, Rimen Bey should become Truma. It didn't rain, so how does Rimen Aleph become Truma? How do we understand this? This is Amoyre de Keshita, though, that if you hold Ein Breire, one is Chal, but not the one he said would not the way he said it. How could it be not the way he said? So there's Amoyre de Rabbi Keveger. Rabbi Keveger explains that shot in this shita, or shnei lugim shani osed lahafrish. So we say if you hold ein breire, so something became truma, but not the one you mafrish tomorrow, a different one became truma. So what is pshat in this? So Rabbi Keveger says they learned that there is such a thing as oimit. That means like this, if I'm making a chalois now, I'm making a chalois, one rimon should become truma. I'm saying if it's going to rain, this one, Aleph, should become truma. Now, it didn't rain yet. So how could Aleph become truma if it didn't rain yet? So we say, it's chal now, and there'll be nizbah. But how could it be chal if now you don't have anything yet? How could it be chal? It's, everything is totally in asidus, you don't have asidus. So Rabbi Keveger says they held, it only works because you have something that's oimid now. That means, right now, if it's going to rain now, I want Aleph to become Truma. So if we'll ask the weather report, is it oimid to rain now? Whatever they'll say is lebal lemoyed. But I'll kaponim, but in Himmel, there is such a thing as oimid. It's oimid to rain now. Now it's oimid to rain. And what happened? So if it's oimid to rain, so Rimen Aleph was supposed to become Truma. That's if we had direct connections. We would find that that Rimen Aleph Taka became Truma. What really happened? It rained Taka. But now that it rained 2 hours later, is it Muchach that now it was Oymet to rain? So the one that holds Yesh Breira says, listen, if it rained 2 hours later, Mistoma was Oymet to rain 2 hours ago. That's Mistoma Pshat. That's the one that holds Yesh Breira. The one that holds Ein Breira says, who knows? Maybe 2 hours ago was Oymet that it would never rain. Then the tzaddik went and got up and said 25 kapitel achtilim, so that it was going to rain. How could you know that then it would,
proof. And what it rained later, how could you know that it was oimet to rain now? He can never know. So even though we see some sort of a pattern, Mestama, if it rained 2 hours later, Mestama was oimet to rain today. If it didn't rain, Mestama was not oimet. He says, it's amuchach. Could be what you see later is not proof of the oimet. But al kolponim, Rabbi Kivetzi says, amoyre deke yesod, that say the man the yomah that holds ein breire, say the man the yomah that holds yesh breire, if it works now, it's only chal because there's an oimet now. That means this was oimet to happen, this was oimet to be the sosha efreish lemochel. All these things, there was some sort of an oimet. Now lemaisa later, when I get the birul, do I say oichiach soifi al tchilosik? That's the man the yomah that holds yesh breire. So some stomach was taka oimet before to be like this. The man the yomah that holds ein breire has from lately is not muchach what was oimet before. You can't. So that is the machloikis. So we understand one zicher became truma over here. One became truma. Now the shaila is if you can bring a ray from the weather, if what happened later was aimed to occur 2 hours before. That's Rabbi Kivegas Mavayab Shat in this sheet, in the Mari sheet. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Anu mahalach, vi boyis aima kidiktani taima. And now the Gemara wants, we have a problem with Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds yesh breire, and Rab Shimon holds that Rab Shimon asks that you cannot say shnei lugim shani osed lahafresh should be truma. You can't say it. So how do these two things stem? So we had a few mahalchim. Now this is the last mahalch. Rab Shimon tak holds yesh breire. We boy you say me kidiktani taima. Amru Loila Rab Meir, all these Amiroim, Rab Yosi, Rab Shimon, Rab Yehuda, they told Rab Meir, Yata Moide Shema Yiboka Hanoit. They asked Akasha, that how can you're saying like this, Erev Shabbos, you're saying, the two Lugim that'll be Mafresh Meitzoy Shabbos is now Truma. These 10 Lugim will be Maisa, the 9 Lugim will be Maisa Shani. How can you, and I'm allowed to drink right now. Shema yiboka hanoit. Maybe it's going to, the noit, the pitcher will split, will break, will crack. V'nim tzeze shoyse tvolim l'mafreya. And it comes out he was shoyse tvolim l'mafreya. So how could you rely on such a thing? Said, he said, listen, when it'll spout, then we'll worry about it. Why do they have to declare such a thing? Shema yiboka hanoit. Al koponim, this is the last mahalach in the Gemara, that they all hold yesh breire, and the machloikis is, l'shema yiboka hanoit. And Rameh said, l'shi yiboka. Let's see Rashi. L'shi yiboka na'ayim b'dov alo yisra. When it's boka, then I'll ask. Klaima, the loy chashin in lo hochash. Declare, shema yiboka anoit, the loy shchiyach. The boy mosale l'shoymer, he can take care of it. There's nothing what to worry about. Now, I'd like to mention for 3 minutes, Rabbi Kivege asks here, amoyre dike kasha and the Mari. The Mari says, now we have amoyre dike, we mentioned before the Mari says, that the man the yomah that holds ein breire, even though he said shnei lugim shani osid lahafresh lemochol should be now trume. So the man the yomah that holds ein breire holds that it became now trume, but not the trume shani osid lahafresh. The one you're going to mafresh tomorrow could be is not trume. A different one was trume. Rabbi Kivege explains what became now trume, the one that was oimet to be mafresh tomorrow. Later you mafresh a different one. But the one that was oimet to be mafresh became truma. Rabbi Kivege amoyre dike kasha. The Gemara, so it comes out according to him, it becomes truma even though before you weren't mafresh. Even though before I wasn't mafresh, I was mafresh a different one you're telling me. But the one that was oimet lahafresh becomes truma. Rabbi Kivege, the Gemara says over here, what happens if the noit splits? So the Gemara says, nimtza shoyse tvolim lemafreya. If the night splits, it's tevel. Fact, Rabbi Kivege, why is it tvolim lemafreya? You say the one that was oimid lahafrish became truma. So that became truma. You're telling me maybe he drank the truma even already. Why does the Gemara say that if it's yibok ahanoid, it becomes tevil? Nimsu shoyse tvolum lamafreya. Why says the Gemara held for a dover poshet that in order for it to become truma, you have to be mafresh it. And if it'll never be afroshe, it comes out that it was tevil. So Rabbi Kevega, so you see, this whole yesod is not emes. They're saying a yesod that it is sufficient, even if you want mafresh it. The oimid lahafresh is sufficient. And here you see klo nitazah, you see klo, you need a hafroshe. If you don't need a hafroshe, so nothing ever became truma. That's Rabbi Kevega's kasha. So the stipler Rav, a gewalt de gewalt. So he says as follows. He says, what is, this Gemara is going, they hold Yesh Breire. This Gemara is holding, there could be Rab Shimin and everyone holds Yesh Breire. Why aren't you allowed to be Mafresh? Shema Yibok Anoy. The man, the Yomar that holds Yesh Breire holds as follows. Whatever happens later was Oymet to happen now. So Memele, if I Mafresh it later, it was Oymet. This was the one I was Oymet to be Mafresh now. If, you know, if it broke later, so it's a raya that was oimet happened out. So there never was a soshani afrish lemocha. According to this man, the yomafak, if you hold yesh breire, so according to him, taki this soifoi haichiach al trilosoi. So it comes out if it breaks, so nothing was ever killed. It was never oimet to be mafrish. You see what happened? It broke. So memela never became truma. So according to him, taka, it's taka sheisa tvolum lemafreya. But if you hold, say, ein breire, so what happened later is not muchach, what was oimit to be from before. So taka became truma. You don't have a gemara, according to the man, the omer that holds ein breire. Zuck the gemara weiter. So this mahalach is that everyone holds breire, and the machloikis is, ayichai yishama yibok anoid. Lamai the solik adaita mi kore. According to the Havamina, the Be'inin Reishi Sheshirer Niko, here the Gemara said that the time of Rab Shimon is good, not als Gzeire. Als Reishi Sheshirer Niko, it's not Chal Truma, if it's not Mevura, which is the Truma, which is the Chulin. My Kom Relay, so why are they telling him Shema Yibok Anoi? Let them tell him something else. You need Reishi Sheshirer Niko. As Mahochi Kom Relay. Lidi Don Be'inin Reishi Sheshirer Niko. According to us, we hold that Tamazay not Truma. You need Reisha Sheshirer Nikor. Lididoch, but according to you, good, you don't hold about Rosh. Oh, but Yata Moide Shema Yibok, Anoid Lim Seshoy Setvolum Lamafreya. Oh, Malam Lashi Yibok, he said, this Shash, I'm not Chayish for. So Taisu, Salamayda Solak Adaita Mikor, the boy Reisha Sheshirer Nikorim, Hochinami ever motzi lemeimre, letaima deim breire. If you hold deim breire, it's also schwer. Why didn't they tell him ein breire? So, kochach, that's the kashin, the teretz will be, because we hold deim breire. You hold yes breire, but there should be a chesorin of shema yibok hanoit. Iata moide shema yibok hanoit. Tema. Lahanu de mefoshu teisvis and aflametres. Lahanu de mefoshu tamayu mishum deim breire. Oy mishum reishis. According to the Amayroim that learn Pshat and Rab Shimon, that the Rab Shimon is a Teignish because he holds Ein Breire, or Rab Shimon holds, you need reishis Shishred Nikorim, Kiven diktoni seifo yata moide shema yiboka hanoid, minolohu deloi have taime mishimochi. Why did these Amayroim say, that means Rab Shimon says, you're not allowed to do such a thing. And then it says in the Sefer, they told Rameya, and Yechai Hashem Yibok Anoi. So how could these Amayroim come, if you see Klor a new time in Rab Shimon? There's a time of Shema Yibok Anoi. You see Klor Rab Shimon also the time of Shema Yibok Anoi. So how did they come to say Rab Shimon holds that there's another chesaron, which he never mentioned? There's a chesaron of Shirei Nikoron, there's a chesaron of Ein Breire. Where did they see such a thing in Rab Shimon? If Rab Shimon says klo, there's a chesaron of Shema Yibok Anoit. That's a tema, a moiradike kashe. V'yeshloimer diyoda hashas she'ein ze ikertam. The Gemara knew that this is not the ikertam. That this is really not a chash. etwas tut sich da. Es ist ein mördiger, schwerer Teusfuss. That the Gemara knew Shema Yibok Anoy. This is a time. It's not it. Because of this, you ask Shema Yibok Anoy. So the Mele, this Zichah can't be the time of Rav Shimi. Because it doesn't make sense. So the Mele, so frag doch Teus, if it's not a time, so what's happened say with Rameya? So what's next of Rameya? So Teus, Vavo Bishayin Atzmam Lo Yechoshvim Zehatam Iker. Mikol Mokim O Yishol Moishel Adas Ma Yoshim. Let's see what you have to say about it. I mean, they threw in a tam that they, the Gemara understood that they themselves hold it's not a tam. They themselves hold it's not a tam. And they're asking Rameya above. They're asking Rameya, what about you? It's very schwer to say this. The Rishash is a moiridiki geshmak evolt here. The Rishash is, he says, if you look in the Gemara Sukkah, the Gemara in Sukkah is a machloikis, if you chai Shema Yomos by a behemoth, if you have a behemoth, if you're using it for a daif in a Sukkah, if the behemoth might die, Rabbi Yehuda holds you not chai Shema Yomos, Rame is chai Shema Yomos. So that's the Sukkah in Sukkah. So Memele, so he says it's gewaldig geshmak. Rabbi Yehuda, the time I can't hold the time Shema Yibok Anoid. But you, that's Chai Shema Yomish, you should be Chai Shema Yibok Anoid also. So for Kelsa, then it flows. They grad don't hold from this time. But Rabbi Yehuda does hold of Shema Yomish, so be Chai Shema Yibok. He said Shema Yibok, I'm also not Chai. But Taisi says, I'm more than gesagt, that Chazal knew for them it doesn't make sense, but I'll pick and they asked it on Rabbi. Ochinin ze yesh bezvochim. He said, you see, the same gemara in zvochim. Gabi evorim tmimim, there were evorim tmimim that you have to be makter, shenis arvu be evorim balimumim. That became mixed up with evorim balimumim. So the mail is like this. The evorim tmimim, there's a mitzvah saktor. The evorim from the balimumim, you're not allowed to be makter, but it's balimumim. The rabmeya oima, the rabbi lezer oima yikrav. Be mak of everything. V'roya nias boso shal balmum ki'ilu hein eitzim. I'm not done like I'm makter these evorim. No, these are eitzim, these are fuel to burn the evorim tmimim. Psazalom de shetaine. So Taisus says vein ze ikir taime. That's not the real reason. The benirva v'roiva. If you have evorim from a nirva v'roiva, that's posel mitchile. Moide Rabbi Lezer that you're not allowed to be makter it. V'tam balmum, in that way, an eiver of a balmum, you could be makter mishum d'chsiv, mum bom lo yeirotzu, ha yedei taru v'shirotzu. If you learn the sugi, you see that this lomdus of Yechoshev Keitzim is not emes. If there's a lomdus of Yechoshev Keitzim, should work by a rovim from a nirba and a roiv also. And the real reason is because they have a drosha, mum bom lo yerotzu alein, and they taru v'sid is nirtzu. But Rabbi Lezer, the kom haroi ani kilu hein eitzim, ho yishol l'chachomim, lama lo yachshira me yoysay tam. They're asking, according to you, why can't you be makriv devorim balimumim? It's like gora me yeitzim. Afo pishu abatz me lo yachoshish lo yisay tam. Chahein the rabbis b'shas, there is such a mahalach, even though he himself did not hold of it, but it's worthwhile to ask the Baal Plukta, what does he say with this svara? That's the end of the sugya, right to the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar Oimel, Rabbi Elazar says, Yontiv hasamuch l'shabbos. You have Friday is Yontiv, and then the next day is Shabbos. Bein milfonel, say Yontif is Erev Shabbos, and then comes Shabbos. Or bein milachel, or Yontif is Yom Rishon. So Rabbi Lezer says, so these are two different kedushas, two different Yomim Toivim, one is Shabbos, one is Yontif. Mi'arev odom shnei eruvim. So a person can make for each day a different Erev Tchumim. And he says as follows, Eiruvi Berishain Lemizrach. It's not only saying, he puts it down also. That means he says, it's Yontif and then Shabbos. So for the first day Yontif, I want to be Koineshvise Lemizrach. So that was Lemizrach of his bias. He wants to be Koineshvise over there. Ubi Shaini is Shabbos. A different day, Lemayrif. And he could do that. and he sets them up already Erev Yontif. One pass he puts in Mizrach, one pass he puts in Meirev, and he says, this pass should be Koine Shvisa for me for Yontif, and this pass should be Koine Shvisa for me for Shabbos. Or Barishin LeMeirev, or Besheini LeMizrach. Or he could say, Eruvi Barishin or Besheini Kibnei Iri. Or he could say that he doesn't, the one day I want to be Koine Shvisa where the Erev is, the second day I want to be Kibnei Iri. I don't want to be Koine Shvisa with that pass, I want to be Kibnei Iri where my bias is. Or Eruvi Besheini or Barishin Kibnei Iri. A person can make any combination of Erevin that he wants, according to Rabbi Lezer. Let us see Rashi. Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Eruvin, im hoya tzorich yom rishin leilech lekan, v'yom sheni leilech lekan, yocha la'ariv, le'mizrach olamariv, but he does this all Erev Yontev Harishin. Everything is being put down Erev Yontev Harishin, and he says this whole pizgim Erev Yontev Harishin. This is all done Erev Yontev. V'ayim, Eruvi shal mizrach, yikne li hayoim, l'tzayrech mocha. It should be koine now for Yontev. V'eruvi shal mayrev, yikne li bebein hashmoshis de l'mocha. This should be koine tomorrow, l'tzayrech yem sheini. The Kosova Rabbi Elezer, Shabbos v'yontev lav kechad yoyme arichanin. It's not one long day. One long day, you can't be koine shvisa part of the day, mizrach part of the day, and meirev. One day you have to be consistent. You can only be koine shvisa in one mokim. But he holds Shabbos and yontev is not one long day. Elashtei kedushas. It's two separate kedushas. Olachol chad yoyme, for each day, is leichod shvisa. So there's a bazundere shvisa for each day. Ubechol chode, and for each day, miknai, ubechol chode, or with each erev, miknai le shvisa, leis etzat sheyirtze, and with each erev he puts down, it'll be kind of shvisa, whichever side he wants. Ubein hashmoshes, dekamal udidehu dekoni. The bein hashmoshes of the first day is only kind of for the first day. But leilu yoyim beis, that's a different day. Yes, he can make a different erev. Eruvi berishain, ubishaini kibnairi, klima, bimleha yeraitza leilech, ela be'echod minatstodim b'yem rishin. He only wanted to go one of the sides, yem rishin. Ubishaini, ein tzorich loses mitchumai. The second day, he has no interest of going out of his tchum. His tchum is perfectly well. Loilekan, veloilekan. Bein eraitza lahavsid, Loi alpayim shel tchumoy mikan, v'loi alpayim shel tchumoy mikan. He doesn't want to lose, that means if the Erev will be, let's say, in Mizrach, so he can lose alpayim on the other side. If the Erev be in Meirev, he'll lose alpayim on this side. Yerev, Erev echod, l'tzad shereitze leilech, boi bayoyim rishen. V'yema Eruvi ze yikne li, l'tzorech mocho. This Erev, I should be kind of for tomorrow. V'sheini, for the second day, for Shabbos, hareini kibnei iri. Shelo irvu. Oyim tzorech leilach b'sheini v'loi berishin, yem eruvi zayikna li b'en eshmoshin shal mocha. Berishin ayye kibnei iri. That is Shitas Rabbi Elezer, who holds yontef v'shabbos shnei kedushas heim. What did the Chachamim say? The Chachamim Oimrim, let's go back to the Mishnah. No, you can't do such a thing. Oim Arev L'Ruach Achas. Either you can make one Erev in one direction for both days. Oy Eine Ma'arev Kolike. Or you won't make any Erev. Oim Arev L'Shnei Yomim. Or he could make an Erev for both days, and this is repetitious of what we just said before, one Erev in one direction for both days. Let us see Rashi. Sagt Rashi, Ma'oi ma'arev l'ruach achas l'tzorech shnei yomim. Either he's ma'arev l'ruach achas l'tzorech shnei yomim. That means, so here the Val, they are chaylik, Rabbi Elezer said, you can make two Erevin. One for one day and one for the other day. So they told them, you can't make two Erevin. You have to make one Erev for both days. You can't make two Erevin. Oy einoy ma'arev kol iker, or oy einoy ma'arev kol iker, afilu litzad echod, v'li yois, there's above the Rishash puts in, v'li yois be'echod min ayomim kibnei iroi. So the Lashon HaZov explains this Rashi as follows. That means that they're going Bahadroge. Rabbi Eliezer went to an extreme. He said, you can make two different Erevin in two opposite directions. That's what he said. So they said, they started off, you can only make one Erev for both days in one direction. But what about one Erev for one day? The other day will be Kibnei Iroi. They didn't speak about this yet. So that's the second thing that they are saying. Oy ma'arev l'ruach achas, for both days, oy ene ma'arev kolike. Either you make one erev for both days, or you make nothing. That means the chaylik on the second stick. You say you can make an erev for one day. You can't make an erev for one day. Let's jump the gun, because they hold it's a kedusha achas. The Chachomim hold it's a kedusha achas. You can't play around. So it's one big day, and you can make part of the day will be kainah shvis over here, and part of the day won't be kainah shvis. You can't do such a thing. So the Mele, so they say, you can make one Erev for both days. It's one long day. It's a kedusha arichtish. You can make one Erev, either Mizrach or Meirev, whatever you want. But you cannot make, but besides that, you can't do anything else. You can't make one Erev for one day even. The other day will be kedai iri. Why? Because you can't split it up. It's one long day. That's pshat in the second Rashi. That also we can't do. Oy ma'arev lebeiz yomim, v'gmore porich hayne l'ruach achas. So this is again, it's repetitious. They just said you could only be ma'arev for 2 days for one ruach. Zok the gemore weiter. Now this is a lotion of the chachamim. This is a hemshech of the chachamim. How do you make an erev for one ruach, for both days? Keitzad yase, what does he do? Meilichai berishin. He sends a shliach, and the shliach brings, let's say, if we have yontev with nei Shabbos. Meilichai berishin. He takes the erev yontev rishin. Omar shecholov. And he stays there, till, let's say, he wanted to be ma'arev lemizrach, so he sends a shliach with a pass, and he goes to the direction he wants to be kainah shvisa. Ma'ilichai berishin, he takes it there, the first day yontiv. Umachshech olav, and he waits till it becomes night, so it's kainah shvisa. Now, he doesn't want to leave it there, because if he'll leave it there, it could be someone's going to eat it up. It's not shamo. The night light. He takes it back. Ubaloi. Ubalai bishaini, he comes back the second day, machshir cholov, and he stays the second day. This is already Shabbos, so now we have the same erev that was kainah shvisa in this mokim for erev Shabbos. Now he wants to be kainah for Shabbos. What he did, he made sure that no one ate up the erev. And then, v'oichloi, if he wants, now he can eat it up already. He was kainish visa for Shabbos, so if he wants, he can eat it up. Uboloi. And then he goes back. V'nimtza, mistaker balichosoi, by going the second day, he gains that he was kainish visa for the second day. V'mistaker beiruvoi, and he can eat it up now also. But if he wasn't so cautious, he left it there the first day. He was a Baal Betochen that's going to remain there. And Nechol Barishin, and it was eaten up the first day. He comes back, and he wants to see if it's still around there the second day, and it's eaten up already. So then the Aloch is Eruvei L'Rishin. So the Erev, which was there, Bein HaShmoshes of the first day, that helped. V'ein Eruvei L'Sheni. But for the second day, it didn't help. Now we have here, this is the Divrei Chachamim. Now we have here a Moiridike Kasha on the Chachamim. If the Chachamim hold that it's a Kedusha Achas, so it's one long day, So if it's Nechel, Eruv, Berishin, why doesn't it help for the Sheni? So this Kashe, Rabbi Leza is, Omalem, Rabbi Leza, Moidem Atom, Lishem, Shtei Kedushas. Before you were just thinking Zich with me. You said that it's one big Kedusha. I see from you, you hold it's two Kedushas. Because you said if it was Nechel, Berishin, Ein Eruv, Lishem, if it's one big Kedusha. So since he was Kaidin Shvisa for this one long day, so it should help already. That's Rabbi Leza's Kashe and the Chachomim. Zot Rashi, Meilichoi Hashliach, Berishain Erev Yontev Shalifnei Shabbos, Umachshich Olov, Hatshe Yikne HaErev, and he waits there till the Erev is Koine, till it becomes night. V'noit Loyo Boloi, and he takes it, and he goes back. Shema Yeoveit, maybe it's going to get lost, V'shuvein Loy Erev B'Sheini. Kediktoni, Nechal Eruvay Berishain, he won't have an Erev for the second day. So he'll gain by going the second time. So the lichas, so it's kind of for the next day. Now I can eat it up. That is, if we have first yontif and then Shabbos, so Mamele brings it there yontif. He waits till it's nacht, then he brings it back. He brings it back. Erev Shabbos. So Lamaisa, he's assured that the Erev was in the Mokim. He wants to be Kainish Shvisa at the correct time. Ubiyontef Acha Shabbos. What if Shabbos comes first? He's going to put down the Erev right before Shabbos. He can't take it back. Le'evshe Bohochi, he can't bring it back. Me'lichai Berishain. So then he takes it there the first day. But he can't take it back. He has to have betochen. He goes back at Mitzoy Shabbos to see if the Erev is still around. Zot the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to be medayik the lashon of the Chachamim. The Chachamim, we said before, are repetitious. The Chalat Nachum will see with the Lashon HaMishnah. Zachomim Oimrim, Oim Ma'arev L'Ruach Achas. Either he's Ma'arev for one Ruach for both days. Oyein Ma'arev Kolikar, he can't make any Erev. Oim Ma'arev L'Shnei Yomim L'Ruach Achas. Or he makes for both days for one Ruach, which is the same thing, like Ruach Achas L'Shnei Yomim. In fact, the Gemara, L'Ruach Achas Ma'inil L'Shnei Yomim. That you can make an Erev for both days, in the same direction. One Erev. L'shnei yomim ma'inil, that they said you can make an Erev for 2 days, l'ruach achas. So b'kitzer, they hold this one long day, and you could make one Erev for one ruach for this one long day, which is reality 2 days. So ha'inu kamaisis, so they're repeating themselves. L'ruach achas, l'shnei yomim means the same thing. Look to Gemara now. We have a whole sichsuch in the Mishnah between the Chachomim and Rabbi Lezer. Hochi komri le Rabbonon le Rabbi Lezer. First, let's see the Gemara, then we'll see how it stems in the Loshna Mishnah. The Rabbonon told Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer, ki ata moide, shei ma'arvim liyoyim echad chetshe le tzofon ve chetshe le dorim. Yes, let me ask you, let's talk about something else. If a person is one day Shabbos, he wants to make an Erev, half of the day he wants to be Koine Shvis in Tzofen, the other half he wants to be Koine in Dorm. What do you hold about this? Don't you hold you can't make an Erev, the two Eruvin in the same day, half of the day will be Koine Shvis in one place, and the other half will be Koine in the other place? Omar Lahen, they told them, Avol, Emes, you're right, I agree with you 100%. So they continued. Oh, so you agree with us. So by one day, you cannot be kind of shvisa in two places. So they continued. Kishayim, she'ein ma'alvim l'yayim echot, chet she'ledorim v'chet she'letofen, kachayim ma'alvim l'shnei yomim yayim echot l'mizrach v'yayim echot l'mayr. So they said, oi bezoi, so by 2 days, also you can't make, because it's one kedusha. That's what they told him. The Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lezer says, I wish to disagree with you. Ha, some Kedusha Achas. One day is one Kedusha. So, in one day, you can't be Kainish Misa part in one makim, part in another makim. Hoche beis kedushas. Here it's two kedushas. So now before we'll see Rashi, so that is pshat in the Mishnah. So let us go look, let's look in the Mishnah. So pshat in the Mishnah is as follows. V'chachomim am oimrim, oi ma'arev l'ruach achas. Ma'arev l'ruach achas, speaking about one day. It's not speaking about yontif koidim Shabbos. It's speaking about one day. This was their first time. In one day, oi ma'arev l'ruach achas, either you make one erev, you don't make anything in one day. This was a davar muskif. So they told them, oi ma'arev l'shnei yom. So just like you hold, by one day, you only can be ma'arev l'ruach achas, so by shnei yom, you also can only be ma'arev l'ruach achas, because it's a kedusha achas. And Rabbi Lazar says, no, it's shtei kedushas. Let us see Rashi. L'ruach achas tiktoni masnis in my new. Pshita, the l'shnei yomim koma. B'nichus, it means one direction for 2 days. L'shnei yomim tiktoni my new. Pshita li. To l'ruach achas koma. Then came tal tilomali. Why are the chachamim repeating themselves? Hainu kamaise. So this is again, this is the first time that they said before. That's pshat in the Mishnah. Now let's go further in the Gemara. Now Rabbi Lezer started asking on the Chacham. I atem oidim, shim irev beraglov piyayim rishin. If he made irev beraglov means he didn't put a path there, no, he was ma'arev beraglov. That means as follows. Erev yontev, he went and said, I want to be koine shvise, b'mizrach, for yontev and for Shabbos. Im irav baraglo b'yem rishin. So he was kind of shvise yontev. He went there right before Bein Hashmoshes, and he stayed there at shetechsha. So he was kind of shvise erev yontev in that market. Ma'ar v'loch is ma'arev baraglo b'yem sheni. So if he wants Shabbos also to be there, he has to go again the next day and stay there erev Shabbos. Nechal Yemoide, that he has to go there. That means by going the first day, it's not enough. He has to go the second day. Nechal Eiruvay B'yayim Rishon. The second question I'll ask you. What if he put down an Eiruv on the first day and was eaten up? So you also Moide and Yoitze Olav B'yayim Sheni. So he can't be Yoitze on this Eiruv for the second day. So let us understand what he's asking them. Rabbi Lezer is proving to them that they also have to hold its 2 kedushas. He's asking them, if it would be 1 kedusha, so then these 2 halachas would be false. That means, if it's 1 kedusha, so if he went there erev yontev, so it's 1 long day, so this should help for yontev and Shabbos. If it's 1 long day, and he put on an erev yontev, and it was eaten up, it should still help for yontev and Shabbos, because it's all 1 day. And Rabbi Lezer is asking them, but you yourselves hold that it is not 1 long day. You hold if he went there Erev Yontav, he has to go again Erev Shabbos. You hold if the Erev was eaten up, it's far fallen. So he can't use the Erev, Erev Shabbos. And Yaitzi Olav B'yayim Sheini. He's asking them, Omru Loi Avol, Emes, we agree with you. You need a new Erev for Shabbos. The Erev from Yontev does not help on Shabbos. So Rabbi Lezer says, so if you hold that you need a new Erev, holai beis kedushas same. So you see be'emes, lai is a lashon be'emes, so you see be'emes, it's 2 kedushas. So ma'meilas of us things is a chmetmir. The Rabbonon svuki misafkelu. Rabbonon said, we don't know. I don't know if it's 2 kedushas or it's 1 kedusha. So memeila, since I don't know, so the halacha is v'hochel l'chumre, v'hochel l'chumre.
So Mela, if I don't know if it's two Kedushas or one Kedushas, I have to chop on all the Chumas. So that means as follows. So in the first case in the Mishnah, if you want to be kind for the first day b'mizrach, and the second day you want to be kind shvisa l'mayrev, so I say it's no good. You know why? Because maybe it's one Kedusha. So if it's one Kedusha, you can't be kind of shvisa part, one day you can't be kind of part l'mizrach and part l'mayrev. So Mamela, so what you say, I say is no good. Le'idach gisa, if the erev was eaten up after the first day, he can't be samech on the erev the second day, because maybe it's two kedushas. Let us see Rashi. Shim erev beraglav. This is Rabbi Elezer's kasha to the Chacham. Shim erev beraglav. Shloi hoye loy pas l'shager al yedei shliach. He did not have pas ula arev. So he went alone. V'yoshav l'seif alpayim ama ad shekidish olav hayayim. V'koneh shvisa, and he was koneh shvisa, v'chozar v'lon bebeisoy. And then he went back. So aren't you moidem ma'arev v'raglov b'sheini? Zorich l'arev v'raglov av b'sheini? That he has to go back again erev Shabbos. Ve'ena yochel lotis b'sheini chutz l'tchum aydei k'niya rishayni. Can't be yaitze chutz l'tchum because of the k'niya rishayni. Oy, another case. Im nechal eruvoy hama'arev b'pas v'nechal eruvoy b'yoyim rishayni la'acher shekona erev. If the erev was eaten up after was kind of for the first day, iyata moidem lishena yotze olav b'sheini aldei oise kniya, he cannot be yotze through this kniya, he can't be yotze with this kniya for the second day. Ho loy chabeleza kamahadalo v'koma vaday av ledivreichem beis kedushas hain. Loi garsine loi afnuye mufne, there was such a girse, deinei deiresh loi posik, loi zere shove. If it would be geiris loi afnuye mufne, would then loi the loshen laf. Loi afnuye, it's not mufne. So there's no droshes over here, there's no zere shove. Number one, number two, the bekuli shas, hein talgum shaloi. Loi does not mean no, it means yes. The rabbonon mesafkelu, beshabes viyontif, ikdusha achas nino ishtei kdushas. Ba'ov di yochel chumre dein yochel la'arev l'shtei ruches. Dil mechad de kedushi. Ba'ochel chumre dein echel barishin dein erev l'sheini. Dil me beis kedushi sein. Let us see Tosfos. Omru loy avol. Now omru loy avol goes, they ask them, Akasha, do you agree that if it was erev barishin, that he has to be Marev B'Sheini, if it was Nechel B'Rishayn, and the Yaitzi Olav B'Sheini. Omru loy Avol. I agree. So Taisis loy legamri moide l'rabeleza. What'll be if the Erev was Nechel, or he was Ma'arev B'Raglo, on the first day? The l'rabeleza that holds its two Kedushas, Havike B'nei Iroi. So the second day, there's no Erev, so he is kibnei irei. That means he all made an eira for one day. The second day, he didn't make an eira for that day. He's kibnei irei. Ula rabbonon, according to the rabbonon, kiven the mesafkelu, they're mesupik if it's kedusha achas or shnei kedushas. So memela, they don't know where he's kind the eira of the second day. It means maybe the eira of the first day is good for the second day. Maybe it's not good for the second day. So the Havik Yechamo Gamo, so the Mele can only walk between the first, between Beisoy and that Erev. He can't go further because maybe, the Erev was not Koine. He can't go in the other direction because maybe the Erev is Koine.